A fall turkey hunt with regular contributor Josh Mills, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's interesting to be a hunter and a fisherman, especially with young kids at home, because sometimes you have to steal away little moments to be able to feed your outdoor passion, especially when there's soccer practice and football practice and work and all those other things. But I was able to sneak away for a little bit of fall turkey hunting this last weekend. And I have some access on some private land out north of Spokane, and I had 3 hours to hunt, maybe get it done. At least I'd have a nice walk in the woods. So I pull up to the property and I look across to the other farm that I do not have access on, and there's a good 300 birds in their feedlot, and I'm going, oh no, there's no way. All the birds in the area are probably sitting in that feedlot that I have no access on, nor would I hunt in. So, you know, I decide, I'm like, well, let's just go walk on this property and see what happens. With fall turkey hunting, of course, you're not really calling because the toms are not responding to calls as they do in the spring when they're breeding season, but the hens still make a ton of noise and you can use their talk to at least identify where they're at. So I walked through this property and it's 50, 60 acres and kind of in a rectangle fashion. So I walk from one side to the other. There's plenty of sign around. It's a previously logged, probably 10 years ago, plot of land that is just so turkey filled. It's not even funny. In the springtime, I ran into a few birds, but never quite closed the deal. Well, I went to one side of the property and boom, I run into five or six jakes, but they were 60, 70 yards by the time I see him and running. So I just let them go.
Josh told me he took a short nap after that, then woke up, and we'll find out tomorrow what ended up happening. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.